Head out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in of the PG. Dejan Kovacevic does a tremendous job with the DK on Pittsburgh Sports blog. Check out the morning links he has up there. Dejan, good morning.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Great. We're doing great. First off, before we get into the Pirates 500 stuff, something I do want to address, because I did not hear this, but I did read it in your blog. On his radio show, General Manager Neil Huntington said that the Andrew McCutchen discussion about the contract extension was just a rumor, and you had reported otherwise, and after what you wrote in your blog, I'm tending to believe you. Why would he say that those talks were just, or the contract extension was just a rumor?
He might well have misspoken, and it's not a matter of believing me as much as it is Andrew McCutchen, who was quoted directly in the story. So this wasn't one of those where you had to go asking a zillion different anonymous questions or anything like that. This is right from the center fielder's mouth.
No deep throat or anonymous sources in this one, eh?
No.
All right. Dan, obviously 500 is mediocre baseball, but after 18 years, there is a significance to playing mediocre baseball in this market, and the Pirates look at a much better team this year than just a year ago. Do they look that way to you? You watched every game last year for the most part.
You know, I tend to side with, and I was out with the team in Denver and San Diego last week. I tend to side with the guys in the clubhouse who say that they actually haven't played their best yet. And by that, they're talking about the position players in the offense. Now, the pitching has exceeded everybody's wildest imagination. I mean, for them to go from the worst pitching that we've seen in Pittsburgh since 1952 to the number one bullpen in the majors by some measures, very consistent starting staff, from Charlie Morton being revitalized. James McDonald looked yesterday like he did back in his August debut, striking out guys at will. Kevin Correa leads the league and wins. None of us saw that coming. That said, I don't think any of us saw that 6 weeks into the season, Andrew McCutchen would be hitting .220, Lyle Overbay in the same range, Pedro Alvarez, we'd be talking about whether or not he'd go back to the minors. Jose Tabata, after his first 10 games, has done almost nothing, now 2 for his last 26, and they're .500. So it's a very difficult team to analyze right now because there's so many things happening that really don't have much of a precedent and we really didn't expect. So I think the pitching is probably going to come back down to earth at some point, but I also happen to think this team is going to hit. Now, I've been saying that for 6 weeks and looking pretty stupid for a while now, but I think that there is a top six in the offense that can stack up. Now you're seeing the catchers really contribute, so maybe it's a top seven. That would really be something if they could start hitting and wake up the bats about now and get consistent with it.
Well, Dan, you mentioned the top six, and actually a guy when he's been in there batting seventh recently is Pedro Alvarez. Might he actually, I know he hasn't done anything to deserve being moved up in the order, but might he benefit from some protection if he had a more dangerous bat behind him than Ronnie Cedeno? Would that help him?
No. His issue is not a protection issue at all because he's seeing pitches that go right under his fastballs, right under his fist inside, change-ups on the outer corner, and he's swinging right through them. That's got nothing to do. If he's got pool holes behind him, that's not going to change. He's going to have to find a way to lessen his swing, which is stuff that Clint Hurdle has been working with him on daily, as I saw out on the road, and really just focus on contact, getting back to driving the ball, but driving it with contact instead of swinging out of his shoes. You can't be Willie Stargell on every swing. He's got to find a way to just get the bat to the ball. That's what they're working with him on. I happen to think he's going to be just fine. He's not going to make a backward step. He's not going to go to the minors. Those are dangerous anyway in a prospect's development. I think you're going to see him find a way to just start making some contact, driving the ball the other way.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Dejan Kovacevic of the Post-Gazette. You did a tremendous piece, two-part piece, on the reconstruction, if you will, of pitcher Charlie Morton. Now, we know some of the reasons why in reading that, and if you haven't read it, check out postgazette.com, and I'm sure it's archived there. It is archived there. But give me some reasons why this can be sustainable for the whole year long.
Well, the simple reason is, have you guys seen the split screens where Morton's on one screen and Roy Halladay's on the other.
Yeah.
Their deliveries and everything about them, other than their uniforms, and Charlie's a little taller, look completely identical. I mean, completely. Now, that's not comparing them. The reason that I bring that up is that when the Pirates showed Morton the Halladay videos, they did that after he was already throwing like that naturally. All they showed him the videos for was to make sure that his head stayed still the way Halladay's did. So he didn't mimic Halladay anything other than keeping his head still through the delivery. Everything else is just happening naturally. And on top of that, he's got, and Lyle Overbay has played with both of them and told me this, he's got a livelier arm and livelier action on the sinker, on the change, and when he's on the curve. That's an amazing combination, guys. The only thing that had been missing this season from his early starts had been command. And then you saw that come into play Saturday. And what did that look like? That's sustainable. It really is. He can find a way to just effortlessly get the ball where he wants it to. And with the sinkers, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be down in the zone. That's an amazing combination. It really is. And that's the reason that people inside baseball, I think, are a lot more excited about Charlie Morton than even a more passionate fan, because they understand what it is that he's doing here.
And why wouldn't Halladay talk to you, for heaven's sakes?
You'd have to ask him, but good luck on that one, Paul.
I mean, my goodness, all the effort you made to talk to this guy just wouldn't give you the time of day. What's up with that?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You can't force anybody to talk. But, I appreciate all the significant input that we got on that series from everybody, including Charlie. I can't tell you guys how terrific he was on that last road trip and going over a lot of his background, things that I knew were negative in some cases. And once I talked to him the day before, he was about to pitch out there, and I said, well, how about if we just do the happy stuff today, because you don't want to ruin your mood going into the start tomorrow. And he goes, no, ask whatever you want. So I think he wanted to share with people what he had gone through and how he had gotten to this point. But the thing that tells me more than anything is that he is very confident that he's going to be able to keep this up.
What about Kevin Correa? We obviously saw Charlie Morton up close last year. We really haven't seen Correa up close at all. So far, so good. Is he sustainable?
Well, I asked some people in San Diego when we were out there last week who know him pretty well, and their view is maybe a little bit more skeptical than what we've seen here. They think that he's basically going to be somebody who looks really, really good for a stretch and then doesn't for a while. You remember in spring training, we were all going, oh, my God, what did they sign here? Oh, no. And then the season starts and everything's great. So he's very smart. He does not have the world's most dominant stuff. And if I bring up the Josh Fogg comparison, everybody's going to groan. So he's not necessarily Josh Fogg. I think he's got better stuff than that. He's a terrific competitor. He understands how to read bats, read swings, and adjust to them, read the hitters. And the Pirates, frankly, have needed somebody like that. They needed somebody that they know they can just count on to go out and get them 6-7 strong innings and stabilize things. I think he's been not a big reason. He's been the big reason for their success on the road. They've won 11 games, and he's won 5 of them.
Deion, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gentlemen.